This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Wall Street this morning, it's a bit like watching the presidential election returns. In about 2.5 hours, the final text of the Volcker Rule comes out. This is the controversial centerpiece of the reforms that followed the great 2008 financial collapse. Experts say big financial institutions are more prone to make huge bets with their own money than with clients' money. In the interests of avoiding another taxpayer bailout of Wall Street, the Volcker Rule will attempt to limit this proprietary trading. Another piece of this today, forcing CEOs and boards to legally promise that they're obeying the rules. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on that.
We all make mistakes, but if you're a CEO or bank board member, the buck will stop with you. If the final Volcker Rule requires banks' top management and boards to personally certify their bank's trades are legal. Robert Maxent is a partner with Deloitte & Touche. He advises banks. He says certification could make boards and CEOs pay more attention.
It does make them very acutely conscious of, you know, have we in fact fully and completely complied with the rule?
Maxent says banks are concerned about how much certification could cost. It could get expensive if the rule also requires certification from accounting firms. Micah Hoffman is an attorney and Volcker Rule specialist at Public Citizen.
There would be an independent outside public accounting firm to make sure that everything is legitimate and correct.
If it's not, there could be consequences, like lawsuits and even criminal charges. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.